son of a
bitch. Said fuck the clip.
Yeah, fuck it.
He don't want to start it with the clip.
Nah, he fucked it up. You know what I mean? Somebody fucked this, you know, the surprise. He fucked it. I bring it when she come down. It's all good, man. Ladies and gentlemen, I'd like to welcome you all, man, to some of the dopest shit you ever gonna be witnessing with your eyes. It's just a few of them guys. Come through ADD, bitch, surprise, surprise. Every week, you know that I supplies on you motherfuckers, and I survive the hardship that they talk about. Yeah, I come through, I walk out. Not a stain on me, whole lot of game on me. Walk out that motherfucker, show that your dame on me.
Shit, let's get strategic. I'm in this buck and I'm Belegic. I mean, I just made up a word. This my Cam'ron flow. That's that go-go, that pogo, that polo, that no-no. Hit you with that fo-fo, kick in your do-do. Now you asking for freedom and you ain't got it no more. Locked in balls and chains and shit. No pause in this game. I pick you up and body slam your ass. Yeah,
body slam him like WWE. Tell me you know somebody that can be fucking with the A to the D. And then the D, the relevance is out of the atmosphere. You come here to the lab and hear us flow and talk a whole bunch of shit to let you motherfuckers know, and especially you hoes, when I say you need to share all of the hair.
Hey, I'm below. Counting paper. It's like a magazine. I gotta rock and check my magazine. Ooh. I can chop down niggas like I got an axe. I'm fucking up on my flow when you ain't got a ass shit. I got a blunt and I bet you I ain't got a pass. I've been drinking on this shit and I'm sipping kind of fast. Inspect the gadget on that hoe. Go gadget dick, bitch. You can take this shit and put it all up on your lips, bitch. Hey,
guess what? We not the motherfuckers that took the pre-shot. We still got the pre-on. Like a nigga with the pre-cone. Let's take one for the position, motherfuckers. Now we home.
Y'all already know. Take it to the dome. One shot like we home.
Mm-mm.
Shit. I don't even know. And I don't really like this beat, but I'ma keep it on the flow. I mean, keep it on the flow like the money when you throw it. Police outside arrest the niggas. They don't even know that we about to bust back. Slap a nigga on his forehead. And keep on tripping. It's gonna be mo dead.
Mo dead, mo head, foreheads. Go ahead, talk y'all shit. Niggas know that. All of this shit that you talking, I will abolish and demolish all of you motherfuckers. I am too polished.
Polished like some jewelry, though. Shit, you can see me shining like my jewelry, ho. Went to elementary at jewelry psych. I was at Townsend, letting them fucking clowns in. Check the threshold, I crossed it, walked across it. Now I'm on this shit, counting money, I'm talking boss shit. I'm talking W's, wins, I'm never losing. I don't never know nothing about no losses.
He ain't know nothing about losses. I'm telling you motherfuckers, I'm exhausted. Cause it's a lot to pay the fucking cost when you the bossin'. It's astonishing how these motherfuckers is often talking the shit, but then they ain't doing none of the walking. And I come through like Christopher Walken, acting my ass off, motherfucker. Now who be barking with the bite and this motherfucker weed that I be sparking? It be nice. I'm not a wise guy, motherfucker. It's
what's
the life.
Thriller? Shit, we rapping on this beat and this motherfucker longer than Thriller. We can fade this bitch out.
No,
we rapping for hella. I don't wanna do this mode. The shit is kind of weller, lower than the devil. Hit you with the hammer, blam, blam, then I dance on your ass like hammer.
Hammer, 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 dance. But listen, man, if you ain't wanna rap on the beat, you had your chance. Yeah, shut the fuck
too
up, nigga.
Long, god damn.
Pause, nigga.
Fucking Teddy Pendergrass ass instrumental in the middle of the beat ass shit. The
it's
ADD Pendergrass, boys, for
nigga.
Another motherfucking week. You know what it is. Podcast motherfucking P. The imp is in this bitch. Segway J. No Face just walked up in this motherfucking passing out bottles. You already know we lit out in this motherfucking. Happy Valentine's Day. Happy Super Bowl celebration. All that shit.
Hey, I'm going to tell y'all, it's just like this. We know who was in the cocaine before the show, and it wasn't me this time. So,
I need some more. Show me the blood.
As far as that goes, I don't do it. Uh-huh. Now, I'll take a drink. Every now and then, I'll have a drink. And I will smoke a little red. I'll do some toot now. I'll do a little toot. You know, if somebody give it to me, offers it to me, I mean, you know, you just, it sounds polite if you don't. So I'll do a little toot, somebody offers it to me, but if I will not. I'll repeat, you know, I want y'all all know this right now, because I went down there to the restaurant and at that treatment center. I will not freebase cocaine. It's no longer part of my life. No.
So, baby, when you're worried about me, just know I will not freebase cocaine. I'll do a little too. You know,
I've seen that recently. I only knew it from the 2 Chainz shit. Was that a mixtape or whatever that was? A Cocaine Cowboy? One of them motherfuckers. That shit funny. Welcome back, y'all. What's up? How y'all been? Y'all good?
Yeah, we want this shit you on. We good.
Right.
You want the shit I'm on, baby. You got to get your energy right, man. Let's hold on. Take a minute. Take a shot. Do whatever you got to do. Get yourself together. Get your energy up.
I don't do all that performative shit, nigga.
Hey, man, you ain't performative, nigga. You being yourself. So get your energy right.
Yeah, that's not.
And everybody else, get your energy right. He said you're trying to get what I'm trying. Yeah, right.
I'm talking about all this hot. You got whole hot about it. That nigga's on cocaine. He did a toot and he did not share.
I said, get your energy right.
No, I said I want what you own. That's what I said.
I know. I was trying to explain.
You want an energy drink.
Energy drink. Dragging my man.
Oh, you just put me an empty shot glass over
here? Oh, we was taking a shot.
Yeah, come on. This nigga missed another one?
Shot goes to the imp, motherfucking pimp.
Oh, man, hold
Emperor
on,
of text toxicity.
Toxicity. That nigga just texting hoes. He ain't fucking nothing. Right. He the emperor of texting.
Just text me when you ready. Damn, man. Just text me
They know what it is? Because you text them?
Nah, they just know what it is.
Man. Speaking of hoes knowing what it is, man. The best advice I ever gave a bitch was to like, subscribe, and share. And please.
Shave the hair down there.
Now, did she listen? I don't know. You can lead a horse to water, but you can't make him drink.
We gonna drink, though. Salute. This one's to y'all.
It's a good weekend, you know?
Shout out to the cheese for 3-peating.
It's already happened. Or did you just lie to us?
Or congratulations to the Eagles. We gonna cover all bases.
Super Bowl Sunday, man. A real nigga holiday is definitely upon or just past us now that you're listening to it. And I plan on getting fucked up, watching some good football, eating good. And
Where you going?
I don't know yet. I ain't figured it out.
Chase Sam not doing anything like they normally do?
Nah, nobody doing nothing this year, so find somebody's cookout or go to a bar or something.
Better make sure the food good.
Right.
Huh?
What we doing?
Whatever you like.
Guess I gotta cook.
You can do whatever you like.
If that's what you'd like, then we do it.
But yeah, I'm pulling for Saquon to get his first ring. I know you want the three-peat over there, but I'm going to
it already happened.
Congratulations.
You talking as if this shit didn't happen already.
Fly, Eagles, fly. That's gonna be a good game. Or was a good game.
With the final score of you fill in the blank.
Right. We don't know yet.
So, okay, I hate to be like this, but who's the black player on the Eagles? Like, is there
of them.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. I mean, sometimes you might have 2 teams as a black quarterback and you're
two black quarterbacks.
Is it really? Yeah.
All the star players for the Eagles are black.
Oh, nice.
Or am I wrong?
Nah, you're right.
AJ.
I wouldn't call the rookie, the white boy, Cooper DeJean. I wouldn't call him no star, but he's a white cornerback. And this the first white cornerback that started in 20 years in the NFL. So that's kind of a big deal. Yeah,
in the Super Bowl?
In general.
Period.
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
No, white corner.
Baby.
Defensive. I'm just asking.
Defensive back.
But no, you didn't ask like, hey, is he one? You said, ain't he one?
I did.
So that's the first white corner to start in 20 years.
That's crazy.
We got Cooper Kupp out here clowning in the receiver position.
I've been telling motherfuckers, white boys evolve.
They
bro.
Evolving. Right, yeah. Right,
you see the
of
white
ass.
Girls got thick?
Yeah, that
we know
too.
What it
white,
is. Like, it's like,
but I'm talking about, nigga, Cooper DeJean, the white boy on the Eagles, that nigga is raw. Like, that nigga won state championships in basketball, football in high school. Like,
now I heard it was a guy here that was like that, nice at everything. I was asking the other day in the barbershop, who's the nicest nigga to come out of St. Louis in football?
I said football.
I know Zeke is probably the most I don't know if it's decorated because he's a pro bowler and all that, but like in high school or whatever, like who was that nigga where everybody was like, that's that nigga.
It's some niggas that didn't make it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. But who, like they was mentioning somebody. They said this nigga was called Tony it everything. Van Zandt, probably. That's exactly Van Zandt. Yeah,
Tony Van Zandt. That nigga went to Central. That's the only nigga, you know, I went to Hazelwood Central. That's the only nigga who got their number retired.
Central history. He was cold.
Obviously, I wasn't alive to see that shit, but they said that nigga was raw.
They said Maroney was like that.
But he made it to the league, though.
Yeah, well, I'm saying people made it to the league.
Preferenced it by saying people that didn't make it.
Well, he was answering my question, a bunch of niggas that probably didn't make it, because I was asking who else was that nigga.
Brian Turner, back in our days. Who was y'all guy that was when you were under Ricardo Rose? He was like that. Remember, y'all East had a crazy team when he was
Ricardo was like 96.
That's what I said before. Why you were there?
Was Nash, Damian Dash?
They would say he might be in the best. Yeah. I said he better than Zeke.
What the fuck was a Corey and who the fuck? What's them niggas' name? Riverview niggas. They did some basketball.
Like I think in Meacham, like. Brandon the Williams. Monster, Tony, is it a?
I know Brandon Williams went to East. He made it to the league. I don't know what year.
But
it just depends on the era. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm talking about like when I was younger. You know what I'm saying? So,
started just asking who was the coldest. Because I was like, shit, is anybody better than Zeke?
Macklin was nice.
But I mean, like, any decorated. You know how Zeke a pro bowler? Is there any other guys came out the loot and just. Turned up.
I'm sure probably is. It probably is like a lineman or something. Like linemen don't get glamorized and shit.
Right.
Like you know what I'm saying. So.
Let me think.
Yeah. Not to make this a whole sports pocket, but it just was a topic that came up. And we talk about football, all that shit.
Yeah. Speaking of football, these hoes like to receive. I said receive. They receivers.
I thought you were setting up for a clip or something.
No,
I'm just talking shit.
I thought it was going there.
Nah, man, I'm just talking shit, nigga.
They receive.
I might have just talking a little bit of the shit. You know what I'm saying?
It's been a crazy, wild week.
We can keep it sports, man. It's been a lot of motherfucking trades that got everything shook.
That's where I was going. It's been a crazy week.
It's hella nigga.
That shit started, last Saturday?
I think, it popped off with Luka and...
That was last Saturday,
right? That shit Luka happened at like midnight, too.
Luka a Laker. That's crazy.
Yeah, we had Luka... What's his name? Doncic?
Luka
yeah.
Doncic.
However you say his name. Got traded to the LA Lakers for Anthony Davis and some other shit. Is this one of the bigger trades we've seen in a while?
This is the first time two niggas from the previous year made first team and got traded for each other.
Yeah, I'm about to say we normally don't see no trades.
Yeah,
like
so
this.
That's like, you know, first team. Them you one of the best five niggas in the league. You know what I'm saying?
I think Luka is top three.
I'm saying this as far three? As
to me.
I'm just saying as far as the accolades for like you know it's only 10 spots for first team and second team. So shoot.
But I think the Lakers got a top three player in the league.
They got to get in shape.
Shit, he been top three without being in shape. Yeah. He was just in the finals without being in shape.
They said that's why they got rid of him, nigga. You know, Saturday. Well, this past 2 days Saturday. Ago. Yeah. 2 days ago was their first home game. The GM had to hire security to walk him around security for his house. The nigga
whose home game?
For the Mavericks home game.
Oh, okay.
You know, the GM, they want that nigga head out there.
Yeah, I thought that was crazy. Said dude he didn't tell
up.
Nobody.
Yeah. They said dude fucked up keeping Steph with Nike before he went to Under Armour. He was like working with Nike.
The
GM for the Mavericks. GM. The nigga that made the trade.
Right.
That nigga called Seth Curry, called that nigga Seth. And then he accidentally had KD pitch playing like, oh shit, this is the wrong one.
Like, they didn't take that nigga serious.
Yeah, like, they say this nigga just got a track record of fucking up.
Yeah, that's bad. But what does that say? So
outrageous.
A trade to go on like that. This is a big ass trade. And for nobody to be notified.
Yeah.
What is that saying to y'all? Like, about Brian. Brian normally be in the know about this type of shit.
Shit, nigga. They taking their franchise back.
Yeah.
They like, nigga, the days of the GM are over.
That's all. Because I'm like, damn, did nobody know?
You promised us this little bullshit ass son of yours was better. I had to send this nigga to the G League. Jenny Buss, like.
Boy, that nigga.
He been back, ain't he? He been playing, ain't he?
He been, my bad, bless me. That nigga been playing. That nigga got torched the other day by Darius Garland. Oh, my God. Had that nigga in a blender the entire game.
God damn.
Blendered him up.
Man.
Yeah, we
are. Surprised that man ain't get charged for first-degree murder.
What other trades? Like first we had 48. Some other big trades. Yeah, Jimmy
to the Warriors.
I like that.
That's cool. I mean, I don't think. Sitting over there? I think the Whatchamacallit got better.
Wiggins?
Though,
who they sitting over there?
Wiggins?
Yeah.
I think that made the Heat better. You know what I'm saying? Shit, Chris Middleton got traded.
Yeah, that was crazy.
Kyle Kuzma.
Yeah, I ain't seen that one.
De'Aaron Fox got traded.
Now, that's the trade to the Spurs. I like the Spurs.
They might be crazy.
Brandon Ingram got traded to the Raptors.
Oh, I meant to send that to my partner.
Yeah, I went to the Raptors? Yeah. I didn't even see that.
So listen to this. This might make you laugh. few years ago, I was having a crazy debate about who was better. My partner swear Brandon Ingram. This is a couple years ago.
I think you told us about this.
Brandon Roy. Jason Tatum.
Right, yeah. We had this conversation.
Yeah, I was like, hey, nigga, you crazy.
Yeah, that nigga was smoking dope.
I know B.I. like that, but he ain't like that.
Yeah. Yeah, Jason Tatum, one of them guys.
Dope boy. I know you listening, man. Go on, get you a Cardinals hat, man. Get you a Tatum's jersey and a Cardinals hat.
Oh, yeah.
Niggas be thinking I'm just riding because he from St. Louis. I'm like, the nigga cold, bro.
Man, you got to choose a side, though, bro.
Why I got to choose a side?
Yeah, you who you repping, the St. Louis ballers or the Seattle ballers?
Well, there's more Seattle ballers. But
none
like
of them
Jason
niggas
Tatum.
Better than Jason Tatum.
I don't know.
Or
I
like, Bradley Beal.
I'm a Brandon Roy guy.
Better than Bradley Beal.
Bradley Beal needs to get the fuck out of the league. Leave
that
Phoenix.
They said that nigga rewrote NBA history because he had that no trade clause.
Right.
You know, he ain't want to be in, like, you know, it's all fucked up down there in Phoenix. That nigga would not. He said, if y'all trade me, I gotta go somewhere that's warm. They gave him a list of teams. Turned them all down. Said, I'm not going nowhere. Damn. Y'all niggas stuck.
Hey, that's what happened. You get these players the power. So is it true all them guys from Philly, the Eagles is sick? Or what's going on with that?
Man, the Super Bowl already happened. Yeah, they said.
I keep forgetting.
Yeah, they said some niggas got sick. But you know, they just...
Be throwing shit out there.
Nah, you know, that's just an excuse before the game. They said that so... After them niggas just lost, that's what they gonna roll with. You know what I'm saying?
So, shout out
to them, though.
But it's been definitely a busy sports week.
Shout out to Sterling Sharp.
What happened with Sterling
Sharp? Oh, he made the Hall.
Oh, he did?
Yep, he got in. Him and Shannon, the first brothers to get in.
Torrey Holt make it?
Fuck no. Nah.
Congrats to Sterling Sharp.
Yeah. Shout out. They the first brothers to ever make it?
Yep.
Wow.
You know, if Eli would have got in, it would have been Eli and Peyton, but shit, Eli was eligible, but he ain't get in this year.
That's what's up. Some niggas did something first. We did it first. Ray J status.
Soldier boy. Speaking of Ray J, they put the trailer out. We talked about this motherfucking show on here some time ago. I said Ray J was coming out with a love and hip hop type show, flavor of love type show, but it was all transgenders.
Yeah, Whoa. You was talking about that. We didn't talk about that.
I don't even
that.
Remember that.
Yeah, so they put the trailer out. When I tell you this shit was funny, these niggas in there banging, and this motherfucker was just a bitch and turned into a nigga real quick. Like, yeah, what's up, nigga? He was just soft as hell. I said, oh, this shit is hilarious, bro. That nigga Ray J, he got him one. It's on Zeus.
Listeners, I don't know if that's y'all bag. Nobody in here fucking with that.
If you watch Zeus, y'all let me know. All that shit on Zeus is funny as a motherfucker. I fuck with Zeus.
My nigga's probably in listening to my pause.
That's where all Tranny that Melee.
That fuck shit is up with fine. This
nigga. Tranny Royal Rumble.
Yeah.
Yeah. Let these niggas fight. I'm tired of watching women fight. Let some niggas fight. And they fighting. Like, they ain't doing that.
You be watching the bitches fight?
They ain't doing that fake. I'm saying the girls is the only ones that fight on the reality show. Niggas be fake pushing and all that tussling.
Well, I don't really watch.
Yeah, I don't watch reality shows.
I ain't watching in hella, but I know it wasn't never no real fights. Like, nobody ever was really throwing hands. These trans, whatever,
you
was
didn't watch.
Hands.
You ain't watch none of them? The old reality shows?
I watched. Yeah, the old I watched Flavor of Love.
Yeah, I watched Flavor of Love. Flavor I watched Love and Hip Hop for like two
I ain't
seasons.
I never watched that shit.
When Jim Jones was on there,
nah.
I watched that shit.
I think Jim Jones was a deterrent for me watching that bullshit.
they started that shit.
Yeah,
that
was
his
never
idea.
I really a fan of reality TV. Like, after
I thought it was
Joe's
idea.
Nah.
After
that was,
the Slave
that was
of Love,
literally Jim's
I
idea.
I fucked with the New York shit.
I ain't watched. I watched From G's to Gents.
I fucked with G's to Gents, my nigga.
That was Riff Raff.
Yeah. That's when that Midget nigga got Mac, stole.
Midget Mac. It was a bunch of niggas on that show.
I don't remember the Midget Mac. I just remember Riff Raff.
Midget Mac
Real
got he got
Chance.
Kicked off early.
Oh, no, Real and Chance was the New York
that
show.
That was on New York shit.
Yeah.
Flavor of Love ruined black culture.
Hey, I'm with you when you're right.
Yeah. So, hey, man.
Made a lot of niggas rich. Ray J being one of them. Shit. He done took the blueprint and ran with it.
Yeah, but it ruined everything.
Did it really?
Yeah, nigga. TV.
We can say the same like, about the music.
Let's go.
His music is just as bad as the TV.
Let's go.
Man, hey.
I'm with you. I'm not going to deny it. Same shit, different toilet.
You say potato, potato, huh?
Yeah. Hey, tomato, tomato.
Now we'll see how it go with the stream. Now, this streaming shit is next level. We was just talking about this shit the other day.
Who?
Us. We was talking about the evolution of TV and streaming and all that. You remember that?
Mm-hmm.
At the Grammys, they had Kai Cenat streaming out there. They allowed him to bring his, you know, do the stream, all that shit. That shit was fly. That shit was entertaining. And it was just a peep into like, damn, this really, the streaming shit is really the next wave.
Mm-hmm.
They was out there. He didn't get to bring it in the awards, but
on the red carpet,
all that shit. It was dope. He had a little run in with Elliot. He checked him about talking about him. That was a cool little moment.
Yeah, so I'm sure you probably the only one that watched the Grammys.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, I got notes.
I'm about to say, did you watch it, cuz Q? Did you watch it? Yeah, so I'm about to say, you might as well go ahead and
shit out the way.
Let's get into it. This Grammys, I don't.
What the fuck?
Damn, this nigga Mike fell.
No, I didn't came up to
the whole shit.
This nigga's tripping.
Do we got a pause?
All right. We good.
Check.
Are you back?
Yeah.
Because it was making noise, but you good. Okay.
Okay, cool. So this, I don't know which Grammys this was, 67, some shit like that. But I ain't watched no. It was 69?
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I ain't watching no award show.
Damn, how ironic.
In a long time.
Yeah.
I forgot it was even going on until my partner Henny posted something. And I was like, oh yeah, because I actually talked to him.
He's part of the committee, ain't he?
Yeah, he's the president of the Atlanta chapter. So he told me they was actually still going on with the Grammys. At first, I was a little iffy. I thought it was kind of distasteful.
What do you mean going on? Like what
happened? Well, all the shit in LA. They shut everything else down, but they kept the Grammys going. So I was like, y'all still doing it? Like, I thought it was a little distasteful at first. I quickly changed my mind after watching it. I definitely seen what they was doing. They was raising money. It was QR codes in your face the whole time. They was pressuring these rich motherfuckers to donate. Like, it wasn't about no parties or nothing. So I was like, I like to see that. That was dope. Them trying to do something for the city. Because I didn't know what the fuck. I'm like, y'all about throwing Grammy parties and shit while these motherfuckers losing their houses. But we can start at the beginning. Red carpet. We had Kai Cenat, all that. I'm sure everybody saw the Kanye shit. Kanye brought his wife out there.
Naked.
Yeah, so.
So to me, this
I'm with it.
I fucks with it too. This is like reverse slavery.
Exactly.
Yeah, I fucks with it. Shout out to Kanye.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, it sucks that that's your wife and you're doing it like that. But hey, since slavery is a choice, then talk to that bitch. But we can start there. That was, you know, the Everybody saw that shit. That shit was crazy. I didn't see too much else on the red carpet after the Kanye shit. The award show. This was a really, really dope award show. I was texting you niggas through the whole time. Like, yo, this nigga on stage.
It was a whole group of niggas who didn't give a fuck about this shit, nigga.
This shit. So it's a white boy that I wasn't even hip to. I don't know who this nigga is. But this nigga got up out the crowd, was singing, and had a rip-away tuxedo on. And a baby blue fucking John Travolta.
Benny Boone.
Y'all, man, I never heard of this nigga ever. He ripped a tuxedo. The nigga sound good. He could sing his ass off. He ripped a tuxedo off. He in a skin tight fucking 70s looking shit. He go on stage and do a whole flip off the motherfucking piano and didn't miss a note. I said, oh, yeah, the white Chris Brown is like that. He on the way. Is he a new nigga or he been around?
I don't know.
I think he's new.
That shit, I like him.
I don't know.
I like him. He's pretty dope. Let's see. Lady Gaga, Bruno. I didn't know Lady Gaga could sing like that. That's just in my notes. I really didn't. I don't think I ever fucked around with none of her music. The Weeknd had a performance.
She's hella talented.
Actually. Oh, she's super dope.
And she didn't branch into a new arena and everything. But she, yeah, I mean, makeup. She has another.
Oh, she's doing makeup
she's
now?
She's doing makeup now.
Yeah. Oh, she on that Rihanna.
Yep.
Trying to get to the bag.
But anyhow, go ahead with your
synopsis. Yeah, the Weeknd, he performed a new joint off the new album. That shit was pretty cool until Playboy Cardi got up there. I thought it was Lil Wayne. I didn't know who the fuck this nigga was.
That nigga's a weirdo, man.
Bruh, he was not even... he rapped like... You know how we hate niggas rap over the CD? This nigga did this at the Grammys.
You said... Oh, you talking about...
like rap over their words?
Oh, man.
You know
that shit like, allow no shit like that.
Yeah, like
not
yeah.
just a backing track. That's tacky.
Bruh, I'm talking about it was bad.
So, talking about, I'm confused. He rapped over the backtrack.
He rapped over his own lyrics, song. Like you know, like a nigga would do at a local concert. Here my CD number 6, and just start rapping over it while while the words is playing. You know, it's not an instrumental.
It's not like mixed into the shit.
It was
like,
bad.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It was bad.
Some transition and shit.
Yeah, and I don't know why is Playboy Cardi like Lil Uzi to these niggas? Because they all pump him up like
yeah,
that nigga.
I don't know. I don't get it, but.
Ye be on him for heavy, and I'm like.
I don't know.
Let's see. They keep calling Stevie Wonder for tributes. Let's see. Janelle Monáe. Oh, my God. She did a Michael Jackson tribute. This shit was horrible.
Oh, no.
Oh, it was bad.
I was about to say it was good.
Oh, I wish I would have saved the clip to bring it up. It was bad. It sounded bad. It looked bad. She looked like she was high, drunk. It was bad. I'm like, if you niggas don't go get Chris Brown or somebody else, if you're going to do a mic tribute.
He was at the Grammys, right?
He won. He won R&B album of the year. This is first R&B album of the year award he won. Dope ass album came out during y'all wedding. That 11/11. It came out that weekend. I remember that shit. Let's see. Dr. Dre Impact Award. Okay, boom. Diana Ross. I don't know what the fuck this shit is. She be talking and she just do this. She but kept flipping.
She always does that.
She always do that. That's her brand.
Hair flip shit, man.
That's her bag.
She's
that's her brand.
That.
That shit was crazy. The Quincy Jones tribute, I thought was pretty dope. They had Herbie Hancock up there on the keys and some female. I'm sure she that chick. She sounded good as a motherfucker. I don't know who she is. Maybe they did like a whole jazz segment or whatever. Tributed to Quincy. And what's the new girl that they cut Babyface off for?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Chappelle Roan or something.
Yeah, Chappelle Roan. She won an award, and she got up there and gave a speech, and the speech was pretty dope. And she, for her to be a new artist, she basically got on the music industry about healthcare. She talking about how she lost her deal, didn't have no fucking healthcare, you know, before she was popping, and trying to have healthcare for not only the established artists, but the new and up-and-coming artists. I thought that was dope. Let's see. Anything else on my notes? They gotta stop calling Stevie. But he ain't got no wrinkles. Is that makeup? Stevie look good.
LL look just like Stevie, and ain't nobody saying.
LL look like Stevie Wonder.
LL looking kind of tight in the face.
Probably Botox or something.
Them niggas.
Yeah. But.
That's your boy.
K-Dot. Clean sweep out there. Had him a Lauryn Hill type of night. 5 Grammys. Won every single category he was nominated in for a diss track. This is a first. I think this definitely makes this the biggest diss track ever. 5 Grammys off a diss track is crazy. And a Super Bowl performance in the same week is nuts. He wasn't there for the first 3 awards. DJ Mustard accepted the first 3. They weren't televised. He won Song of the Year.
Hold on, time out. They have shit that's not televised on the Grammys.
Hip-hop just started getting televised. Remember, that's why Will Smith and them boycotted. When they won the first one, it wasn't televised. So they boycotted. It wasn't last year when Killer Mike won. It wasn't televised. He won Rap Album of the Year. It wasn't televised. You had to see it on Twitter or... Yeah, they don't be televising all them.
Oh, yeah, because this should be pre-recorded, don't it?
No, it's long as fuck. It's a long ass award.
So that'd be the BET Awards that they pre-record.
The hip-hop shit they do. They don't take no chances with no black shit.
Okay, so I thought all the award shows was like that.
Mm-mm. You might have an hour or two delay. Gap. Yeah, but nothing like that.
Maybe
yeah.
A second or two.
No, I think it's a couple hours.
Of a gap now.
I think last time they did the Grammys, that shit had, by the time we were seeing that shit, niggas was starting to leave.
Oh, I ain't know that.
Bam, but yeah, Kendrick with the clean sweep. 5 Grammys for Not Like Us. And with the chef's kiss. He didn't accept the first 3, he wasn't there. The 2 he did accept were the big awards. Song of the Year and Record of the Year.
Ain't that the same thing?
No. The Song of the Year is more about the writers. Record of the Year is, I think, the performance of the song and all that stuff.
Really?
Yeah.
I thought the song or the record was the same thing.
It sounds the same to me as well.
No, I think the Song of the Year is all about the writers.
Okay.
Hmm. Yeah.
Learning something new every day, huh, cuz?
Indeed.
Yeah, but he put the chef kiss on this victory lap by coming out in a Canadian tuxedo accept the awards.
That's a checkmate.
That's kind of
funny.
It's funny.
This has been the craziest victory lap I've seen in battle. That Drake back-to-back shit was big, but this shit is nuts. I ain't seen nothing like it.
I wouldn't have known it was a Canadian.
I didn't even see it on the internet.
I put it in the chat right off the bat.
I seen it before you put it in the chat though. I was talking.
I was watching it live. You couldn't.
So wait.
I'm saying see. I was on the internet. Like, shit,
so
you don't think they be talking about that shit live all the time?
So what is it? Canadian tuxedo.
A Canadian tuxedo is a denim outfit.
Like jean jacket and jeans.
That's called a Canadian tux.
All
right. Yeah, I never knew that too.
Y'all just now hearing that term?
Yeah.
Nigga, it's a jean outfit. But
yeah,
that's what I call it.
Well, it's kind of a stab at these Canadian niggas can't dress. It's a Canadian tux.
That nigga can't dress. Because I'm hearing tux. I'm thinking he out there looking fly.
Nah, they call that. They be like, oh, this nigga think he fly.
No, God.
So that's not a Canadian thing?
No, like, fuck no.
Oh, shit. I thought that's what they did in Canada.
They think that's disrespectful.
Okay.
We call it the Canadian tux.
Okay. So it's an American term.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it ain't nothing new. It's been around forever.
Yeah, I thought it was like some Canada shit. Like,
nah, they don't call that shit.
Yeah, I thought that's what they called it.
That's like, when a nigga trying to clown you.
Okay.
Throw that in there. But yeah, 5 of them for him. Dolce. Dolce got Rap Album of the Year. Big salute to Dolce, man. I love that album. That was actually on my Apple top list of last year of albums I played. But yeah, Dolce, best rap album or rap album of the year. Beat out Future. That was a lot of controversy for some people. But
for sure. Nigga, what? No way she should have beat out Future. And I ain't even heard her album.
Well, you...
Wait a minute.
You gotta think, too. The Grammys don't got nothing to do with record sales or none of that shit. You got actual artists. And they kept stressing, 13,000. This is for our 13,000 voters. This is who our 13,000 voters
pick. So it's actually people who pick these winners?
These are people who have been nominated and have won Grammys. It ain't no random people. These are actual artists. Mm-hmm. So typically, you get the art, not the popular shit that wins, but the shit they look at like, yeah, that's that shit. So, yeah, that got Rap Album of the Year. We got Rhapsody. Her and Erykah Badu got a Grammy, and Chris Brown with Best R&B Album with 11/11. So shout out to Chris. It's overdue.
Way to go, Chris.
And your girl finally got Album of the Fucking Year.
On a country fucking album.
On a country album. Got Country Album of the Year at the Grammys after the Country Awards, didn't give a shit. But you go to the biggest... biggest platform. Mute your mic. You gonna cut the cough in the motherfucking keep talking, mic. Man. Shit. My shit fall. You mute me. Your ass cough in the. But yeah, country music awards. I hope this was a big slap in the face to y'all and y'all took it that way, for y'all not to give this woman nothing, and for the Grammys to give her Country Album of the Year and also Album of the Year. Well deserved. About damn time, B. About damn time. Congratulations, man. This was a good show. Like I said, I ain't watching no award shows in hella. I haven't been interested.
Yeah, I was finna get to that once you were done with your summary. Like, when did you guys stop watching award shows? Because we used to watch them.
Yeah, it just started getting wet.
Oscars, I never. BET Awards.
I was never into that type of shit.
Really? You? Jonas, you never watched them? Or did you used to?
I ain't never fuck with the Grammys. Yeah, like they just like BET Awards and shit like that.
Okay.
Biggest shit.
Yeah, they start just when they was. Until they just kept getting it wrong, and now they getting it right. You could tell it's a new regime in there. Like, okay. They getting it right. Before, the popular names just won.
Who's the host?
The host was Trevor Noah.
Oh, okay.
He was pretty good. But yeah, shout out to the Grammys, man. I'm glad they got some new blood in there, and I think they vote differently now. Like before. Everybody voted on everything. So if you was a voting member, you'd be voting on country shit. You don't even know no fucking country songs. But they put you in a room. They getting everybody drunk. Y'all kicking it and listen to about 45 seconds of a record. And then you go to the next and then y'all voting. Motherfuckers don't know. They just gonna go with the popular name. That's how you get shit like Macklemore winning Rap Album of the Year. Shit like that. But now everybody don't vote on everything. Yeah, everybody don't vote on everything no more. And
do that nigga still rap?
Yeah, I'm sure Macklemore still rap. Mm. Rich and doing his thing. Rich as a motherfucker. Well, yeah, man, the Grammys was good, and I hope they keep it up, man. They got it right. I was entertained. I mean, the performances was dope. Everything. Like, they got it right. Shout out to them. This little man. Yeah, this shit was funny. I told y'all about the time they was filming this. I seen them in Canada. I tried to order drinks on their tab.
I know you told that story.
They said, we don't know that nigga he Seven.
He's like, yeah, put it on hers. Put it on hers. Probably got all the stories.
Been out here living. That shit didn't work though.
Random man, this nigga's having all type of random shit. Yeah, I ran to Sean Wins. I tried to put my Hennessy on his tab. Like, who say some shit like that?
Isn't it? Who would think about it like that?
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
Like...
You know, so I was acting like I was with Odell Beckham, them, you know, yeah. The entourage.
Were you out there that time?
Nah, I wasn't out there the next
I definitely tried to sneak in there.
But the crazy shit be.
Yeah. Oh, it's me, Seven. Oh.
But check it out. My nigga, you 0-100, nigga.
No. I would tell you niggas the time it didn't work. It's not exciting if I told you. Nigga, I got it. We getting everything. I remember me and Henny getting in the fucking thing. We picked up a flyer and made a bracelet like it was VIP. It just flashed that motherfucker. We slide right in all the time. So yeah, I give you the funny stories when I don't get in, because that shit's funny to me.
Nah, I ain't talking about getting in. I'm talking about
being denied.
Trying to being denied with the entourages.
Nah, I'm telling you a million stories where I haven't been denied. It's only funny when I do get denied.
Tell us one where you didn't get denied. Where you
I just
denied.
Told you one. Where, shit, no, me and him got me and him to.
Sticks said, we got a bracelet. Yeah, that shit. We went this party in Hollywood Hills. It was like, we were doing
always, I'm saying it's always just a slide.
I'm talking about
I give you a million stories. Entourage. I went to L.A. We was out there for the year Michael Jackson died. So they had to been, when Drake and them had Every Girl in the World. We go to this party.
They said that's one of the most terrible songs in the world.
Why are they hating?
Yeah, I like that song.
No, I like it too. They talk about the verses.
The last verse.
No, they talk about Mac they break Man. It down. No, they break it down all the verses. I ain't gonna lie. It's some terrible bars in that song.
I mean, but you gotta think that was at the time where everybody was saying Balloon, Macy's. All that weak ass punch. You don't remember the one, Big Sean I remember, flow?
Yeah, but
that's when everybody's doing that shit, and that shit wasn't
dope. Go ahead. So
but yeah, we was out in L.A. Miss Diddy was throwing a party. It was a
grand. Who the fuck is Miss Diddy?
She's a very, very big personality, promoter.
Okay, somebody I didn't know if you was like giving somebody
Her name is She like that. She's official. Right, name is Diddy.
Fill us in. Pause.
She had a party out in L.A. Mm-hmm. This is during the Grammys. We out there. And it's a zoo trying to get in. You know how it is trying to get in shit. Mm-hmm. So it gets to the point where they stop everything. They ain't letting nobody else in, nothing. So some niggas like, man, we got 10 on a booth. Come on. Niggas walk right in there with them. Like, how many of y'all? It's 11. I walk right in the slidey of me and Henny. We in that bitch. Henny got VIP and can't get in. Walk right in there with them bitches. Henny got a picture with Chris Brown that day too. Chris Man. Looked coked out. I'm gonna show you niggas the picture. This nigga looked like a skeleton. This nigga, you see every bone in this nigga face.
Oh shit.
Oh my God. I think Soulja Boy was out there that day. Bunch of love and hip hop chicks. Motherfucker with a big ass python on his shoulder walking around the party. All them LA parties we snuck in. Like we've never had access to them parties. All them BET weekends. We stay sneaking at Don Cannon's party. Just blend in and just go.
He needs to get on. To get him here on the show so y'all can tell us about these stories.
I mean, it ain't no story. A lot of times, just like with the Odell shit, if I just would have slid in, he slide in. It ain't nothing exciting to tell. You just kind of blend in and act like you supposed to be there. And boom, you in there. Sometime a nigga might get left like, damn. I hit you when I leave, my nigga. We in here. You gotta finesse some shit. You trying to get in the spot.
Came together, we leave together, nigga.
Fuck that, nigga. It's $1,000 to get in this motherfucker. I just got in for free. You pay your $1,000.
Yeah, I ain't never do that like it. My homie rap show shit, we used to all get backstage. The more popping this nigga got, the less niggas getting backstage. So shit, I could always still get backstage, but shit, the niggas I roll with couldn't get backstage. So shit, I'm like, man, I'm cool.
Yeah, them type of shit you just go to by yourself. You going backstage or something. You know you can't bring no guests.
Well, no, it's not. It ain't even. It's like shit. You know, niggas come out. You know.
Oh, the homies come out.
Yeah, so shit.
You got backstage passes. You can't bring the homies.
I wouldn't have passes. That's what I'm saying.
You just got access.
Yeah, and I would never like.
That was like me at the club. I had a partner work at the club. Oh my God. You know, you'd be like, oh, you good. Every time you come down, you good. Y'all, you and your brother good. I used to come down with a party bus full of motherfuckers.
This nigga.
He be like, come on, bro.
Yeah, I would too, shit.
Hey, every time we're a party bus full of motherfuckers.
This nigga, man.
Shout out Titus.
No etiquette.
Hey, man.
Yeah, see what you can do. Where is out his welcome?
Hey.
Who the nigga fuck, say, Ray?
Come on.
I don't plan on staying long, so that's fine. I'm in and out like the burger spot, baby.
That's a disgusting place, too.
Ooh, I love In-N-Out Burgers.
Oh, man.
Definitely Triggity. One of my top burger spots.
For real?
For sure.
That's cool, man.
For sure. Animal style. Gotta get it animal style.
Yeah, man. I got it trash style. Bum, bum, bum. Straight to the trash with that shit.
Y'all like trash wings?
Yes.
Yeah. Trash wings is fire.
I'm gonna need some trash wings as soon as it's over.
Oh, man. R.I.P. to Irv. Man. Irv Gotti, man. Legend.
That fucked me up, man. Nigga, rest in peace. Let me pull
that nigga produced my favorite Jay-Z song ever. He produced it.
Can now I that's your favorite?
Work? Can I Live?
Yeah, Can I Live? Okay.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, Irv, man, he behind a lot of shit.
Irv, man, that behind fucked me up, bro. I was like, okay, the nigga had a stroke. He going to be bouncing back because he had just had one. You know what I mean? I'm like, all right, he's going to get his shit together. That fucked me up. I don't really be giving a fuck when niggas be down. Not that I don't care, but you know what I'm saying? It doesn't affect me, bro. And my nigga, that's my guy. I fuck with Irv. Irv, the nigga that was the reality show I watched. Gotti's Way.
I didn't even know that nigga had a show.
To date, that's my favorite reality show I ever watched.
Yeah, he like, what you call it was pretty good. What was it, Tales from the Hood or something like that?
You talking about that.
Tales. It was called Tales. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That was actually pretty good.
Show, I seen a couple episodes of that shit. It was cool, yeah.
Man, my nigga that checked out, he just got 300 of them things. That's fucked up. Yeah, he ain't get to enjoy this shit.
He been enjoying life, man. One thing about Earth.
He got what?
300 million.
Oh.
Well, he actually got 100. 200 was in credit.
Okay, well, still. Yeah. 100 million for the catalog.
Yeah, he sold his masters for 100 million cash and 200 million in credit for his
films.
Productions and stuff like that. But he was behind a lot of shit, man. Just production, A&R. Like, when you look at him, that nigga was a DJ. That nigga was a producer. That nigga was an exec. Like, you can say that about who? Jermaine Dupri? Or like, it ain't too many of them niggas. You know what I'm saying? Like, he did it all, for real, for real.
Yeah.
And he did it well. You know what I'm saying?
Every step of the way.
Yeah. He brought us Ether. He brought us Super Ugly.
He produced Ether.
A&R. He's the one that brought the beats to them niggas. He knew they was beefing. He cool with both of them. He brought both of them niggas.
That's crazy.
He's wild, man. He's a wild boy.
That's how... him and they had the little friction about this shit. Him and Irv.
Who and Irv?
Oh.
About what?
They're fucking with Nas shit. I think when
I do remember that. That's when Jay-Z went and worked with 50. Irv and them was trying to sign Nas to Murder Inc.
Yep.
I remember that was gonna happen. Yeah. That's when we seen the S Dot Carter and the G Unit sneaker.
Yeah.
He told him it was just business.
Like, hey, nigga, we can both play this game.
Yeah, man, but legendary, man. I know shit. He done gave me the soundtrack to the majority of my life. Like, he got that shit, man. So rest in peace, Irv. Yeah,
you stay fucking with that Ashanti too, so.
I definitely like Ashanti.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Ashanti's fire. Man. 50 Cent.
But hold on, man. Wait, no.
But we talking about Irv, so I just got to talk about 50. Come on, 50.
Yeah, I knew once like, he passed, so I'm like...
Yeah, we...
he was
already on it when he was doing the stroke, and he like, damn, I wanted that nigga to see my next show or something. And then when he died, and like, I'm smoking on the Irv pack or whatever.
LOL, God bless him.
Yeah, fuck man. Fifth, we got to do better.
I told you.
I understand.
Yeah, I'm about to say.
But you don't
got to
do it public. You tried to literally kill me, like, for real. So, I get it. But you ain't got to publicly do it. You can keep that to yourself.
You know, them old niggas ain't in the field no more. So, shit, he probably.
That nigga.
I don't know. I don't think he should have did it, but I
understand.
Yeah, and I honestly, I didn't expect nothing less.
Nah, you knew it was coming.
Yeah, like.
Yeah, you knew it was coming.
You got the shot to Irv, but I'm saying shit. Irv was stressed out. We was talking about Ashanti. She put that nigga in the grave, man. Shout out to that union, man. But yeah,
I don't think he was stressed.
Nigga.
He got 300 after Ashanti and didn't give her shit. And told niggas he didn't give her shit. Said, yeah, I hit Ja off. I hit some niggas off. He said, I did not give Ashanti anything. He
but
was
why
clear.
Why didn't he do it?
Because.
You know why.
What you mean, why? You know why.
Why?
Why do you think?
No, I want to know
he
why.
He didn't fuck with her. He felt like she did it wrong. Did him wrong.
What happened?
He found out that was his girl. He found out she was cheating on him on TV when she was with Nelly at a basketball game. He said, I found out watching the game.
Did she
say like,
that was she was never with dude.
Oh, you believe bitches now. Okay, that's what's up. You think she wasn't with Irv. You seriously think that?
Irv was fucking her. Yeah.
But I don't for know, years. Like, wit.
I think.
That's,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah, I think they was, yeah, but I don't think he was stressing over that. Then they got his bread up and my got nigga, his lick back.
After he got his bread up, he was still on Nori crying about her.
He was more talking shit like, yeah, I hit everybody off but that bitch. Yeah, he didn't like her.
No, that
that was his get back. To me, that was a get back. Like, yeah, bitch.
To me, I'm that up. Was indicative of him still being hurt.
Yeah, I'm hurt. But now that's what I'm talking, that's what I'm talking about. That's what I said, you get back.
So, but when you're hurt and all right, you back with that nigga. Oh, damn, now y'all got a baby? Oh, now y'all married?
Nah, you niggas ain't
that nigga love that lady.
A long time ago, she done been moved on.
She has. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I was saying. He got his lick back. That's what, we kind of saying the same thing. I'm just saying, I don't think we're saying still the same on thing. That shit.
No, he's saying that's why he was stressed
he
out.
He said that's what he killed him. I
yes. No. So we not saying the same
thing.
Yeah,
I'm not saying the same thing.
Now, of course, we both I'm being saying funny. He got his lick back. Yeah. Of course, I'm being funny, but what I am saying is he was stressing over her. We seen it. It was evident.
He was talking about her a lot.
Yeah, it was
every
evident.
Chance he got.
Yeah, it was evident. I mean, that's my nigga. You know, I ain't saying, you know, but you know what? That shout out to him, man. Rest in peace, Irv.
R.I.P.
R.I.P. Yeah, 50 yeah. Been out here clowning, yeah, and then
fell out with Big Meech.
So, Big Meech took a picture with Ross. Is that what started all this?
Yeah. Well, it started with Southwest T. He
I remember that.
Was in the club with Ross when he was in Detroit performing. 50 felt some type of way about that. And then Big Meech was just the icing on the cake.
So so I guess he's doing the story on Tammy,
whatever the lady
whatever her name is. This lady is, I guess, was an informant. She also had the rights to Big Meech's life story.
How did she get the rights to
Big Meech? He gave it to her when he got locked up. So I think that's how we got the BMF and all that. Mm-hmm. From her doing that with 50 or whatever. I don't think he knew this woman was an informant. Yes, you know what I mean?
And they got a nigga from here locked up.
Yeah. But that was like 15 years after Meech was gone,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, and they said that.
I know a lot of niggas
said
they got
and
like
they
that.
Said, here, you want you just want to play this shit real
play
quick?
Play it. Yeah. Play it. But yeah, but at first I thought it was a joke. I thought they was trolling. I'm like, okay, BMF about to come back out. Cause they was going back and forth, and then I see Lil Meech and 50 going back and forth, and 50 posts a text message, and in the text, it says, he got with Ross. Ross gave him some money so he could pay the bills until next season. That was a red flag to me. I'm like, okay, this is a troll. Mm-hmm. I know this nigga ain't got, I know you ain't telling me none of you niggas got no money till the next season. You know what I mean? Like, that just didn't sound right. So I'm like, oh, these niggas trolling. But then I seen Lil Meech with Slow Bucks. I said, oh, no, these niggas is for real. Like, I know them man, niggas don't fuck with each
nigga,
other.
My nigga Big Meech need to get a stylist or something. this nigga been so trash, boy.
Man, he got the 2003 beard.
This nigga got a thin crust beard. He emo's ass beard.
Bruh, you gotta grow your shit out or cut it off.
That nigga beard is that nigga beard is legendarily terrible.
It's horrible. I seen this. The first thing I did was went to the comments. Oh my God. They was lighting his ass up in the comments.
Yeah. That shit.
You know it's bad if him notices. He don't ever talk about nobody bad.
Yeah, me shit.
Oh my God.
I'd rather my baby be like Larry Hoover's than Big Meech now.
But yeah, man, I think we feel like 50 trying to shit on Meech and shit on the party he got coming.
Did you get that video?
Yeah, let me see where we at. I'm gonna play it. It was your headphones.
Go ahead.
Beef between 50 Cent and Big Meech is officially on. Snitch accusations, corrupt federal officers, murder charges. You would think it was a movie, but it's not. When Big Meech appeared in a video with 50 Cent's longtime rival Rick Ross, the internet knew 50 wouldn't hesitate to respond. The same way he did when Southwest T, co-founder of BMF, did the same exact thing not too long ago. And because of this, 50 is looking to do more than respond. It seems like he's looking to end the name and credibility of Big Meech and possibly all of BMF. 50 Cent decided to respond with an Instagram post hinting at the idea of a documentary focusing on a woman named Tammy Cohens. You may not know who Tammy Cohens is, but she's definitely an important figure in all of this. She's CEO of BMF Entertainment, Big Meech's company. She had power of attorney for Big Meech when he was in jail, and she's one of the executive producers of the BMF series on Star. So here's where it gets crazy, because Tammy has been accused of working with Big Meech to set up other members of BMF to get his sentence reduced. So it seems to me that 50 Cent is setting up to do an expose documentary on how Big Meech set up other members of BMF to get out of jail early. But how is that possible? Because technically, Big Meech served his entire sentence. Well, let me explain. There's a man named Dion Cuffy Gatlin. He's the former head of the St. Louis chapter of BMF and a crucial member of the team. He's currently serving a 27-year sentence for two murders and drug trafficking. He claims that Big Meech is the reason he's behind bars. Cuffy and Meech's relationship
that
go back to the
like
90s.
Even in jail.
At one point, Cuffy paid $250,000 for rights to the BMF entertainment arm. That's movies, that's television, and all of that. That's when Cuffy and 50 Cent's relationship started. So the question is, where did everything go wrong? Well, Cuffy claims Meech introduced him to Tammy Cohens, who eventually convinced him to buy 100 kilos.
She looked like an informant.
Cocaine from a source that Meech
this recommended.
This
the bitch he trust his life rights to.
Meech was still moving coke while he was locked up.
Probably was
he alleged
her
that
down.
Tammy was an informant. And
she just don't. The eye test, he failed it there, man. But yeah, this
she don't look like the police to me.
She just don't look like a bitch I could trust.
Wow.
To me.
She probably was doing a lot. For them to give her all of that, she
basically
probably,
whatever
she probably
did,
doing a lot.
It didn't even matter. Cause
my intent story earlier.
Basically, that nigga snitched for no reason.
If you keep watching,
he gets to that like.
Meech was aware of this, and the deal went south, and he was eventually arrested. He alleges that this deal would have got Meech out of jail several years ago, but the evidence from this arrest became inadmissible in court because Tammy was having an affair with the DEA agent Keith Cromer handling the investigation.
So the evidence was thrown out. There.
And if that's true, it means that Big Meech set up his brother and didn't even get out of jail for it. Side note.
Set up his brother, damn.
Well, he's not BMF brother.
Cuffy.
So like you said, you shouldn't even have trusted that bitch. She's sleeping with a DEA agent. Like,
she just looked like an untrustworthy bitch.
Yeah, so. Been a lot going on.
50 Cent. It's like, he finna take BMF down.
Hey, man. You know what? Let's take a shot before we get out of here.
Shots up.
We're gonna put a shot.
Diddy's my hero.
Hey, man.
That's what Kanye said. And he brought back Shine John. I'm going to give me a Shine John big shirt.
Nigga said he finna start talking about Adolf Hitler.
He called himself Adolf Hitler. He been going crazy.
This nigga, wow.
Adolf Hitler.
Wee.
One, two, two, two. I put it in the air. Ladies, please shave the hair that's down there. Like, share, plus subscribe. All the motherfucking ladies and the guys, that shouts to you.
Salute.
Hey, we finna get out of this bitch. I'm finna smoke some more. I'm finna go eat some food. Maybe watch a little TV. And think about what I'm gonna talk to you motherfuckers about next week. So you motherfuckers take it easy. If it's easy, take it twice. And please, don't do coke in the bathroom.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day. All you lovers and friends.
This has been another In-House Media recording.